Come on.
This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show. The time is right. The time is now. Welcome to Lifeblood Be Well, and welcome our guest, strong and powerful Curtis Christofferson. Welcome, Curtis.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Excited to have you on. Curtis is the president and CEO of Innovative Fitness and the founder of Workout Media. They're a member of the Community Gyms Coalition. Excited to have you on again, Curtis. Tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
I don't even know where to start. You know, I've been in the health and fitness space for the last 22 years, actually. And growing up in Vancouver, Canada, I was always an athlete. I played on our Canadian national water polo team. So traveled around the world, representing Canada and our men's team. And went to university at Simon Fraser University for kinesiology. And I actually ended up getting a minor in business. And as I tailed off both my athletic career and also my schooling, I decided to pursue, I started training, personal training people, trying to help people live a healthier lifestyle. And I thought it was going to be a stepping stone for my career, and the rest is history. So been doing that for the last 22 years, built one of the largest personal training brands in North America called Innovative Fitness, and then recently just launched some called Workout Media.
Nice. How does one living in Canada play water polo?
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, you know, good thing that there's indoor pools, but you know what? It's, you know, as some of the viewers might know, that there's a hell of a lot of players in California and areas from where you're from in Phoenix. But, you know, I got into this sport because I was a competitive swimmer early on. Felt it was too boring just, you know, looking at lines and going back and forth. So I embarked on trying something new, and that was playing a team sport, and that's water polo. So
nice. I appreciate that. All right. So 22 years in the wellness, physical fitness space, and you decide to launch Workout Media, and that's been, I think you launched it within the last year. What was the motivation there?
Yeah, it's a great question. So Workout Media is essentially a vetted and refined marketplace to connect users or consumers with fitness professionals around the world. And, you know, sparked by COVID and a COVID pivot, although there were some works behind the scenes prior to COVID, we quickly realized that COVID just opened up the world for a digital landscape, especially in health and wellness. So I'll give you a little background. Innovative Fitness, brick and mortar business, where we have over 250 full-time employees that help thousands of clients live a healthier lifestyle. And our clientele, our affluent clientele at Innovative, that literally outsource their health to wellness providers, particularly personal trainers. And having locations across Canada and embarking on plans to expand down to the US in 2020, we were already developing our own software to run and manage our business. And when COVID hit March 15th, we decided, you know, after 20 plus years in the health and wellness space and building our brand, building our community, and you know, employing some talented people, we didn't want that, you know, to go to waste. And so we pivoted, and in 2 weeks, we launched our own proprietary software where we could connect users from the home of the trainers to the home of the clients and provide the same first-class personal training wellness services. And we didn't know that our original pivot was to service our existing clients, that all these opportunities came up. So I can go into a little more detail about that, but that's essentially why we launched Workout, and here we are today, 10 months later, 11 months later.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
So now that it's been living in the world, I have to imagine you put these plans together. You've grown this really successful brand in Canada, and you're ready to roll out in the United States. And then COVID happens. You're like, really, really with this? And now, and now you pivoted. So 10, 11 months later, what is your thinking now? Has it been a blessing? Is it still?
Yeah, I think it's still like, you know, we're still in the war room a little bit. I mean, it you know, after 20 years of building and bootstrapping your own business, you know, we have, like I said, 12 locations across Canada, partners with the Ritz-Carlton, the W Hotels, the Four Seasons. You know, we are a reputable brand, and a lot of, you know, a lot of hard sweat and tears went into that. And, you know, overnight in the gym and the fitness space, you know, it got taken away from us. Like, it literally, like, poof. I got two young families going into 2020. I got two young families. I hope I don't have two young families. I got two young kids. You know, and that's, you know, that's the unfortunate thing. You know, I look back, and I'm going to be turning 40 here pretty quick. And, you know, as I embarked in 2020, I thought, we're going to expand our brand. We had offered to purchase locations in Seattle, Bellevue. We were expanding to LA, New York. We had a robust executive team. We had a strong brand, a continued growing brand, and you know, what seemed like endless opportunity. And you know, I felt like I was financially in a good position, both business and personal. My kids are 5 and 7, kind of getting out of the hairy stage and getting ready to enjoy life a little bit. And on March 15th, when we were forced to close our doors, it was, you know, not quite a slap in the face, but you're staring down a gun barrel that you didn't expect to. And now we, you know, I look at it, you know, do I think it's going to be a blessing? Man, knock on wood. I'm pretty sure it will. But if anything, it taught me even more about resilience and what to do in light of challenges. And, you know, our business model at Innovative is based on three words: challenge, adversity, victory. So I guess I was kind of equipped to deal with this. Right. And I got to put my own, you know, my own preach into practice, I guess. And, you know, here we are. So, you know, we're not innovative. We're not out of that yet. You know, we're still surviving. You know, and then at the same time, workout, we're, you know, we're launching a brand new business and brand new brand. But I will say, you know, workout, you know, has the capabilities of being 100 times larger than Innovative Fitness ever was. And if it wasn't for COVID and you know, what we got faced with, then we wouldn't be in the position we are in today. So,
yeah, interesting. Well, certainly before I forget, good luck here. And hopefully things are starting to open up. I know that they are in Arizona and across the United States, but hopefully Canada soon as well. So when I super interesting what opportunities that technology has given us from an educational standpoint, how we're going to be educating ourselves and our kids has been changing. It will certainly continue to change. How we do financial stuff is certainly changing. And then fitness, being able to access top personal trainers wherever they are, if they're in Italy or Spain or in LA, and if I'm in Canada, how has the experience been? Has it gone like you expected? Have people been open to it more so than you would have expected? Just how has that been?
Yeah, so when we first pivoted, so we closed our doors March 15th, and we launched our first training session virtually on March 30th, so 2 weeks later on our own software, which was crazy. I mean, it was 2 weeks of, you know, no sleep and in the bunker room. But, you know, our original pivot was actually just to service our existing clients, like people that we already had a relationship with, people that already knew what our product was, people already, you know, had an understanding of what to do. Maybe not with no equipment as example from home, but, you know, it wasn't in connecting them over a virtual experience like Zoom or Microsoft Teams, very similar. You know, we didn't know what their feedback was going to be. And what we realized is that in 7 weeks, we delivered over 15,000 virtual training sessions. Now, keep in mind, there was only coaching before COVID. Virtual training, like being in front of a camera and spending 45 minutes or 50 minutes or an hour with someone taking them through exercises, didn't particularly exist. There was telehealth, you know, connect with your doctor. There was online coaching and online training, which is, connecting with someone and then giving them a program, but actually being in front of a camera and interacting for an hour, and guided, through a guided personal training session did not really exist. And so, what we realized is that four or five things happened in a period of 8 weeks. Number one, we delivered 15,000 personal training sessions in the first 8 weeks,
wow,
which was, a significant amount. People kept on coming back. Number two, we had unsolicited feedback that, shocked on how good it was, and the fact that it was so good, along with massive amount of convenience. They're not commuting back and forth. They say that the average person commutes 5.1 miles to their local gym. And so if we're providing that convenience, then, and let alone people can, shower in their own shower facilities. They don't have to take an extra change of clothes. They don't have to, there's a lot of benefits. And so we had that. And then we had clients contact us and stumble on our website all across the world. I mean, particularly in North America, we were picking up clients in Chicago, Boston, LA, Colorado, anywhere we didn't have geographical locations. And so we realized that, wait a minute, we just opened up the world to access the high quality services that we've, been proud of for the last 20 years. And if we can do that, why don't we open up to locations that don't have access to recognizable brands such as SoulCycle, Equinox, Innovative Fitness, whatever have you. So now we can access or give access to high quality services for people that live in, Idaho or Medicine Hat or, areas that are not, traditionally flooded with options such as LA and New York.
Yeah, fascinating, right? So 15,000 sessions in 8 weeks, and it was relatively shocking and surprising just how awesome it went and just how well it was received. And so the opportunities for growing and serving underutilized communities is absolutely enormous. Part of me was like, I wonder, doesn't everybody know a personal trainer? But that's probably not true.
Yeah, we take it for granted. If you live in, whether it's LA, Phoenix, Chicago, New York, Vancouver, Toronto, we take it for granted that that many people either know or have access to high quality services. And when we say training, it could be dance, it could be yoga, it could be anything. Like we because fitness has always been geographically bound, we rely on what's local to us, to anybody. And so, people don't drive an hour to go and work with a trainer for an hour and then come back, or a service provider, you name it. And so that's where at-home fitness came in, right? I mean, you look at VHS, Jane Fonda, DVDs, Beachbody, digital solutions such as, everything from Apple Fitness Plus to Peloton. There's a reason why those solutions have worked and why the unicorn of the space like Peloton is killing it at a, probably close to a $40 billion market cap. It's because people are looking for that at-home solution. The challenge is that most at-home solutions, no personalization, no accountability, and no two-way interaction, which people are dying for. No one's motivating you to or holding you accountable to get on that seat and ride that next Peloton class. And so we wanted to provide both the personalization, accountability, and professional services, in the confines of your own home, which traditionally has not really existed. The only other model that has existed is, the mobile personal trainer, but they have never really panned out because there's complexity with that. The time, the efficiency, the effectiveness, a trainer traveling from home to home just doesn't work. So,
yeah, there's a lot going on there. The success of those VHSs that you talked about that turned into DVDs and P90X and there's, you and I could probably, you could probably rattle them all off, but wildly successful, but lacking personalization, accountability, and an actual professional service. It's fascinating that Peloton has just exploded. It's the community element to Peloton that I imagine is the differentiator.
Yeah, it depends on what you term community. That's a, a kind of an overused term, I think, in any tech play right now. The goal is to have, a range of individuals, people, friends, family, coworkers, peers, people you know, people you don't know, you know, participating in some joint, you know, event or, you know, in this case, exercise at the same time. But, you know, there is limited interaction. Me seeing a leaderboard, you know, and my friend's name on there riding, you know, next to me, is that classified as community? I mean, what happens if you could, you know, connect, truly connect, interact two-way, you know, with 3-4 of your friends while working with a yoga instructor or a personal trainer? And that's what we've done at Workout. Like, you know, not only is it one-on-one, but, you know, George, if you wanted to, you know, invite two of your buddies that live on the, you know, opposite side of North America, you know, to join for a workout tomorrow morning with, you know, a trainer, a yoga instructor, a dance professional, you could do that. And you get to interact and joke and have fun and go back and forth. It's not seeing your friend on the leaderboard next to you. So, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, you can't hammer the unicorn of Peloton, because what they've done and what they've created is absolutely phenomenal. I think, you know, COVID accelerated the adoption of that product and those services, and there is definitely a big need for it. And so, but I think, you know, there's an opportunity to take community to the next level.
No, totally, man. And I hadn't even thought about that as a use case, that I could get my buddies and we could do a yoga class or whatever. That's super cool. I mean, I think people were doing virtual happy hours on Zoom or whatever, and that's less constructive than doing.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's amazing. I didn't, and you know, it's like, as I hear that, it's obvious. Why wouldn't we be able to do that? But that's what your software is making available.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, fitness is very social. I mean, most people don't go to the gym by themselves. They go to the gym with a buddy, as an example. They don't go for a run or a bike ride. If you're going to throw on spandex and go for a road ride, you're probably going with 3-4 of your friends and having a, you know, coffee or beer after. So, you know, what we've done is we've enabled the consumer to do that with the people that they might, I don't know, care about more, or that they won't want to connect with more. Because, you know, fitness for the most part has always been geographically bound by who you participate, who you enjoy that with. And now you can enjoy it with anybody, anywhere, you know, and even on the road. Like, I look at people that have vacation properties or travel for work. Well, you're not packing your mirror, your Peloton in the back of your Tesla. You just ain't doing it. So, you know, now you can access that trainer or that fitness experience wherever you are, and no one has to skip a beat. You can still socialize with your friends. You can still do that yoga class, you know, on vacation, or you can still connect with your trainer when you're traveling for work. So
phone, tablet, PC, what?
Yeah. So we developed our applications, a progressive web app, so it can be on any device, and any browser. So, you know, essentially, you know, you can, phone, tablet, laptop, you can stream it to your TV. You can do anything. It's definitely, you know, there's a lot of flexibility with that. So
that's so cool. And so walk me through the experience of, like, let's just assume that I do with my buddies want to start doing a, you know, Friday at 6 PM or something like that yoga class. And then we'll grab a beer afterwards virtually or whatever. One person just goes and sets it up and invites the people, or we all download the app. We all go to the website. How does it work?
Yeah, so everybody signs up. Right now we're just doing a new launch here coming up. I'll say June 1st. It might be a little bit earlier than that. And what happens is that you go to register, you sign up on workout.com, and that's WRKOUT. You sign up, you get onboarded. So everybody has an onboarding experience, kind of like Superhuman, if you're familiar with that. You get an onboarding experience. Once you set up your account and your profile, you essentially have free reign. You have a full dashboard. You can track all your sessions. You can book a new session. You can look at the Rolodex of fitness professionals. You can connect and chat with your friends. We have a chat function. And essentially, once it's booked, it goes into your account or populates your, you know, whether it's Outlook, iCal, or Google. And, you know, when it's time to connect or train, you know, you would click on the link. It would take you to your dashboard. You join the session, and next thing you know, you and 3 of your buddies are on there. You know, I always I like to explain it like this. We've now provided a marketplace like Airbnb, where it connects the user or the consumer with a product. And obviously at Airbnb, it's, you know, a vacation rental or a property. Ours is fitness professionals like an Etsy. And so, you know, we have a marketplace that fills voids of two sides of the, you know, of the coin. And then we have, you know, it's like Uber, where it's accessible anytime, anywhere, at the end of your fingertips. You can, you know, you can book your service provider whenever. It's like Tinder, where you can swipe left and swipe right. You got a Rolodex of people you can choose from. So feel free to date whoever you want. And it's like Masterclass in the fact that we have different, we have the ability to have different modalities and different levels of you know, experience. So, you know, you can connect. We have, right now we're bringing on someone that is, you know, one of the head strength coaches of the top PGA players. We have, you know, an ex CrossFit Games, you know, winner. We have, you know, so we have some levels of quality and experience that you can access anytime, anywhere. So if you're an avid golfer and want to, you know, train with the guy that trains Jordan Spieth, well, you can do that now. And so, you know, it's a little bit like Masterclass that way. And so if you combine Airbnb, Tinder, Uber, and Masterclass, you know, you got, you know, maybe you wrap it all in a Zoom-like experience. You know, that's what we built.
Amazing. What a time to be alive, Curtis. What a time to be alive. And all thanks to COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Curtis, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
You know what? I've always said it. Don't hesitate. If you got dreams, ambitions, thoughts, you name it, don't wait. Don't sit on the sidelines. You never know what it could look like on the other side. You know, and the likelihood of the risk being too large to not make it back somewhere is you know, the likelihood is low. I mean, I was 22 years old and I took a $450,000 loan to start my business. And, you know, I look back and I wouldn't have changed a thing. And I remember my parents looking at me going, "You're crazy. You know, this is more than our house is worth." And I said, "Listen, I got my whole life to make this back if it screws up." And you know, I bought my first house when I was 18, same thing. So, you know, my difference making tip is don't sit on the sidelines, whether it's dreams, ambitions, you know, ideas, you name it. You can't score unless you shoot, and take the chance. You'll have time to make it up, guaranteed.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets, come on.
Come on.
Curtis, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you, and how can they get involved with Workout Media?
Yeah, I mean, I'm active on social media, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. You know, Curtis Christofferson is typically my user handle. But if you want to check out Workout Media, our full, you know, new website gets launched May 15th here, and it is workout.com, so WRKOUT.com. And feel free to check out innovativefitness.com as well.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Curtis your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to workout.com, WRKOUT.com, and innovativefitness.com as well. You can find Curtis on Instagram and all over the internet, and I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Curtis.
Awesome. Thanks.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.